Hi, everybody. I love it when we trick technologists to come into an event and we talk about happiness and love. It's great. It's great. Anyway, I have the incredible pleasure of and honor of introducing our first award recipient. These are our individual awards. These people follow the pillars of our organization with. And I had to write this all down because a woman is an overachiever and a selfless individual. I also had to have her send me her last name spelled phonetically, so I would not butcher it. It's anyway, Sybil Mikliszewski. Yay. Currently, she's the director of technology at 21st Century Fox. She manages a team of technologists that's responsible for intellectual property rights management and data strategy across the entire organization. One of her recent achievements was managing the effort to move the IP rights system to the cloud architecture. We know how that goes. She is currently working on, this one I love because I'm going to steal it when you're done. It's like she's currently working on proof of concept for automating the extraction of rights deal memo points using machine learning and artificial intelligence. Way better than human intelligence when it comes to that. She also is leveraging her deep knowledge of IP rights systems. She was featured at Dreamforce 2017 in a presentation, Big Ideas with Quip, an amazing tool, the future of collaboration at 21st Century Fox, where she spoke on how the Quip solution helped bring collaboration and their mobile-first app processing to the world of IP rights management. Sybil was nominated and selected for the prestigious Fox Film and TV High Potential Leadership Program, that culminated with an executive presentation of deep research on consumer analytics. Her final research project and presentation helped support the creation of the new data analytics department servicing all the business units at Fox. Prior to this, she was a director of technology, she was a senior manager, and she was responsible for the delivery of key compliance systems features for the ever-popular residual system, placing Fox as the first studio to address the 2008 WGA negotiations in evolving distribution channels. Here I'm supposed to take a breath. I made a note to myself. Because there's more. Anyway, as though none of this is enough, she's been a catalyst for advancement for women in technology. She founded Women in Tech at Fox in 2017 and currently serves as co-chair creating programs to promote a culture that attracts, retains, and advances women in STEM. Some of the highlights of that those programs include Hidden No More Exchange programs, which change agents, tech curious, and she is a founding member and co-chair of Women at Fox, a group committed to developing female leadership at all levels. She also served as a mentor to the Aspire to Achieve program. When do you have time for, like, your husband and family? I want to know that. And so, and then, in her spare time, outside of Fox, she holds a position on the advisory board for Hidden No More, the global platform, and, of course, she is a member of the steering committee for Women in Technology Hollywood. She's a wildcat. Not really, right? She's a University of Arizona graduate with a BS management in information systems. She's married to her loving James. Her parents are here. Her dog's named Simon. And now I'm just thrilled to present Sybil. Woo!
Thank you, Denise, and thank you, Women in Technology Hollywood, for this award. It means a lot to me. I'm very excited about where we're at on this journey towards gender parity in the workplace. There is already a wealth of research proving that diversity and inclusion drive innovation, increase productivity, and positively impacts the bottom line. The awareness is happening and the message continues to grow. All of us in this room have to intentionally make the space to turn this awareness into action. And we can start within ourselves. It's important to have groups like WITH and mentors in your life to shine the light on our negative habitual patterns of thought. A habitual pattern might be when that little voice in your head says things like, I'm not good enough, or they'll never say yes to my ideas. The cocoon you create can feel comfortable, but it can ultimately end up sabotaging the best things in life. It takes courage to stand for something. If it feels a little scary, then it's probably a good thing. And having a network of support can make these inner challenges melt away. So now I'd like to thank my network of support. Thank you to my mentor, Ann Kalfas, and Mekon Shelton, who created this space where diversity and inclusion of all races, genders, ages can have an equal voice. They gave me the tools to turn an idea into action. Thank you to Alex Grimwade, Nadia Ichimaya, Rachel Soder-Argigas, and Lindsay Amstutz. You are the true trailblazers in this space, and just knowing it was possible gave me and my co-founders the courage for us to forge forward. Incredible gratitude for the executive management team at Fox. Again, Alex Grimwade, Mary Nelson, Christina Mancini, Fimbi Chima, Jeff Dow, John Herbert, Paul Cheeseborough, Michael Bacharach, Will Relaford, and Liba Rubenstein for your mentorship and teaching me how to get really big ideas. Thank you also to the creators of Hidden Figures and the executives that saw the value in telling this story. It's art like this that can inspire great change. And indeed it did. Our very successful Hidden No More program was the first Women in Tech initiative in partnership with 21CF Social Impact and the US State Department, where 50 women working in STEM were nominated by embassies from around the world to participate in an exchange of ideas. We're all very excited about the future of this program. Thank you to my co-founders, Sunday Tsai and Carrie Koch, for being there with me tirelessly, organizing and inspiring. Thank you to my mom, who was my first role model of a woman working in STEM, and to my dad for being our unofficial math coach in high school for me and my friends. You helped build the foundation. And thank you to my husband. You elevate my perspective, help me break my habitual patterns of thought, and give me the confidence to continuously strive for better. Thank you.